Welcome to the good stuff, everyone. Mike and Kim Burge along with you and reminding you, for cattlemen and women, mark the date, Monday, February 12th, for the Slut and Angus 36th Annual Bull Sale and Female Sale at Faith Livestock in Faith, South Dakota. 115 bulls, 30 heifers, bred for the most efficient genetics that produce premiums for you, featuring the bull Man in Black, a program with a plan based on sound genetic principles, February 12th at Faith Livestock, starting at noon.
And Tri-State Livestock News is your trusted source for all things agriculture. You know that, right? Every detail of their publication is tailored to the commercial cattleman. From connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest news and updates in the industry, Tri-State Livestock News is what ranchers read. They're dedicated to making your ranching life simpler and more prosperous. Make sure you check them out. Visit tsln.com to find out more. Tri-State Livestock News, your partner in the field.
And, of course, Tri-State Livestock News is probably going to be at the Black Hills Stock Show. If you see him around, be sure to say hi. The stock show begins this Friday in Rapid City. They'll be at the fairgrounds. They'll be at the rodeo arena. They'll be everywhere in Rapid City, including the largest regional trade show, 300-plus vendors. Rodeo events, including ranch rodeo on the 30th, Bronx for breakfast on the 31st. Go to blackhillstockshow.com for all the details.
Okay, Mike, guess what I've got?
What do you got?
I got a bunch of just little short tidbits of knowledge.
Okay.
Okay, Hannah Barker sent these in from Valentine. She contributed them. I don't know who wrote any of them, but I think you'll enjoy them, and I've got a lot of them. Don't dismiss a good idea simply because you don't like the source. Now, is that solid or
what? That's solid.
That's solid. Nature knows no indecencies. Man invents them. Family is not an important thing. It's everything. Don't do what you can do. Try what you can't do. That's a challenge for today. To have joy, one must share it. A smile is a curve that sets everything straight. I thought that was very good. Always remember, the future comes one day at a time. Nothing in the world is friendlier than a wet dog.
True.
Very true. The world needs more warm hearts and fewer hot heads. I agree. Often the best thing about not saying anything is that it can't be repeated.
That's true. Can't come back to haunt you.
That's right. Each year it takes less time to cross the country and more time to get to work.
That's true.
That's interesting.
Very true.
Yeah, interesting perspective. And the principal thing that's so simple that a child can operate it?
I don't know.
A grandparent.
Oh, there you go.
Absolutely. Have to agree with that one. Thank you so much, Hannah Barker, for contributing those.
Something else for you to think about today. John Glenn said, as I hurled through space, one thought kept crossing my mind. Every part of this rocket was supplied by the lowest bidder.
Oh, my gosh. That is a very sobering thought.
Yeah. Did you have some other things to share from Jim Whiting?
Yeah, Jim Whiting sent us some things, and I was just going to go through a few more of those. They make me chuckle. I have come to the conclusion that politics is too serious a matter to be left to the politicians. That is actually a quote not from Jim Whiting, but from Charles de Gaulle, the French general and politician. And here's another one. Instead of giving a politician the keys to the city, it might be better to change the locks. Doug Larson said that, an English mid-distance runner who won gold medals in the 1924 Olympic Games. Interesting that he's quoted with a political quote, I thought. And suppose you were an idiot. And suppose you were a member of government. But then, I repeat myself. Mark Twain said that. And here's something from Will Rogers. I don't make jokes. I just watch the government and report the facts. And Winston Churchill, we've got all the big ones here. I contend that for a nation to try and tax itself into prosperity is like a man standing in a bucket and trying to lift himself up by the handle.
Boy, that kind of resonates, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And the last one I've got, again, Jim Whiting sent these in. Remember, you can send things in, too, for us to share on the good stuff. A government which robs Peter to pay Paul can always depend on the support of Paul.
So true.
Yep, and Will Rogers. That's a quote from him.
Johnny Carson once said, if life were fair, Elvis would still be alive today and all the impersonators would be gone.
I miss Elvis.
All right, folks, if you have something to share, you know how. It's just kimhburge@gmail.com. And then keep listening for the good stuff.